USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk's future of Twitter will quadruple its revenue and user base by 2028 while cutting its dependence on advertising. A leaked slide deck, a series of slides used for visual aids during a talk, the New York Times reported citing. Musk's goal is 600 million users by 2025. That's up from 217 million last year and 931 million users by 2028. Russian President Vladimir Putin rallied against NATO as he spent much of his Victory Day speech in Moscow on Monday trying to justify his troops' invasion of Ukraine. Putin via a translator.
The death of each soldier and officer is a tragedy for all of us and is a loss for their loved families.
It should be noted Putin did not use his Victory Day speech to officially declare war on Ukraine or fully mobilize Russia's reservists. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Over the past 30 years, as birth rates have declined for women in their 20s and jumped for women in their late 30s, early 40s, that's according to a new report from the U.S. Census Bureau. The trend has pushed the median age for U.S. women giving birth from 27 to 30, the highest on record. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax is co-sponsoring two bills against the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Governance Board.
So we don't have this Ministry of Truth. This is literally, we're seeing these old dystopian novels like 1984 before our very eyes. And by the Democrats who always, you know, use this as their cudgel against us.
Right.
We actually are the free speech party. The Republicans want to see a public open square where we have the marketplace of ideas. And they're afraid to come out into the public square and talk about these issues because the American people aren't accepting their right. extremist views.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A U.S. grand jury on Saturday indicted 62-year-old Frank James for terrorism and other charges stemming from an April 12th gunfire and smoke bomb attack that injured 23 people on the New York City subway system. Mr. James was charged with a terrorist attack and other violence against a mass transportation system, plus a count of discharging a firearm during a crime of violence. As some Americans watch on in disbelief that something that bloomed in 1933 Germany could even be considered in the 21st century USA, Republican Pete Sessions on Newsmax weighs in on Biden's new disinformation branch of Homeland Security.
This administration does not want to face the facts of the case. They've never been able to understand really the needs of the American people because they're driven entirely by leftist views. When you look at what this administration done, going back to the first day President Biden has been president, they did not care what the effects would be. They think their policy is what will eventually solve problems. The disinformation that is what they're trying to address is actually a reality. And so what Mayorkas is trying to do is respond back to all the flack that the president and Speaker Pelosi is taking for the things that they have done and the effects that have occurred.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.